It has been a while since I've done anything as far as a podcast. Really haven't made time for it. And I was on vacation for a little bit earlier this summer. But I thought, well, I haven't had any guests lined up. And I don't really like to get guests all the time that are authors or, you know, whatever. Just the average person. You know, the site at the top says that each of us has a piece of the puzzle, and I truly believe that. Each of us are divine beings. Each of us can tell our own truth. I think we all have the ability to tap into that. And our stories together will, I think, bring us a little more of it. And sometimes I think people that have some knowledge, their egos are always present. I think it's present in all of us. And then that can easily lead you astray from it. And I think most everybody I know probably has some of that going on. So I want it as pure and transparent as possible. And I feel it's good to question everything. There was an article I read on Era of Light, and they were channeling Jesus. And I don't know if it was Jesus, but in that article, one of the things Jesus said that stood out to me, he said, question everything. And I kind of been doing that. So it kind of spoke to me, because how else will you move forward? It seems like a lot of people I know, they find a belief, whether it's metaphysical or whether it's religious, and they settle with that for a while and they're happy with that. And I want to always continue to push the envelope on that and see if there's more, or not be afraid to at least question what I believe. Because what if it's wrong? And I think sometimes people hold on to things just because it's their ego, and it becomes part of who they are. And, well, I'm this and I believe that, and I see it with work. Well, I'm so-and-so, I'm the manager of this, I'm the owner of that. And you meet somebody and they tell you what they did in their life. I was this person in life at my work life. But who are you in your personal life? You know, a lot of people identify that way. And that really doesn't matter. I mean, that, you know, if that's what you want, that's fine. And if you want to introduce yourself that way. But I'm just saying, we're much more than that, perhaps. So as I'm recording this, I had some people in today, a couple of women, and I don't know, I finally asked the question that I've been wanting to ask for quite a while, and I got quite the answer. And this is something I'm going to share next week. They're going to come back, and we're going to do an interview. One of them is about UFOs, the one woman. That's not something that would surprise you, because I've had plenty of people and I've had my own. The other one will be very surprising, because it's about, I think, what a lot of us have felt regarding the COVID, the vaccinations, what's really been going on with that. And some people have witnessed things firsthand. And that is always the best way to get people, you know, get to what could be the truth. Now, granted, anybody could have a reason for telling you things. Unless you witnessed it yourself, ultimately, who are you going to believe? So I'm not here to feed into any certain thing. It's just when something comes along that I think could be beneficial for all of us. And then maybe it's confirmation, too. You go, yeah, I knew that, and I heard that. So it'll be an interesting conversation that we're going to have next Wednesday, and hopefully I'll air the podcast shortly after that. So this week I'm just throwing that out there. And then also I do want to make mention of somebody that that came to my awareness just recently. I'm involved with this Your Cell Ministries, and we write letters to prisoners that want contact with the outside. And so I was made aware by the man who organizes this that this young man died of suicide. And he said his father had passed away 3 years ago. And I started to remember some of the conversations I had with his father. And I realized I know who he's talking about. And the man that passed 3 years ago, his name was Dan. Dan Dunlop. Dan was on my podcast more than once about lots of different things. And, you know, Dan and I did some things together, and he was a recovering alcoholic, and Dan went and tried to cleanse some areas of spirits and things like that. And Dan was always curious, and we'd have conversations, and he would usually call up and try to preach to me. But at the same time, he knew where I stood on things, and he respected it. And then he would kind of go, oh, yeah, I see what you're saying. Maybe you're right on that. And so he always felt good talking to me about, because there were very few people he felt he could openly talk about things. And I've always been that way, that I'm very open, and I think maybe that's what people like. I may not agree or see things eye to eye, but I'm certainly open to hear what people have to say, whether it's paranormal stuff, don't know who to turn to there, so they turn to me, or spiritual things or whatever, just things that happen in general to us in life. A lot of it is unusual. So we had a good friendship. We had a couple of adventures that we went on. I've talked about those in the past, but I found out that Dan's son, and I'm not going to mention his name, but his son took his own life very recently. And so I look at the addiction that Dan had, and he so didn't want his son to walk in those footsteps, and his son wound up kind of going that course as well. And you know, I know it's all part of a plan. It's all part of, at least I think it is, right? How do you prove anything? It's all part of a bigger picture. And, you know, I know he had the greatest intentions for himself and for his son. And this is the way things have ended up. But, you know, who knows? Maybe they want to be in spirit to help. And I do believe we all go on. And I do believe that even if you take your life, there's no bad place waiting for you. So I just want to honor both of them. And I'm sure they're doing well where they're at. So next week, we'll have an interview with a couple of women. And I think, if you haven't heard it before, it's something that could open your eyes to some things that these people have witnessed firsthand. And to me, that's always the best thing. So we'll talk to you soon. Love and light and joy.